George, how many people typically attend one of the events? Maybe you've got figures on how many attended last year. How many are expected this year?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Last year, we had just about 5,000 total registrants in the 5K. This year, right now, we have 4,000. And we still, of course, have today at the Capital Care CDPHP Health and Fitness Expo, where we're doing last chance registration to pick up the rest of those numbers. So I think we'll top out right about where we have been for the last couple of years, 4,500 to 5,000 in the 5K.
Are we looking at anybody in particular this year who is a track star or someone who is positioning to perhaps win the grand prize? Or do we have somebody from the area who's really hot, somebody coming back from a previous year's win, anything like that that you can talk about?
Well, yeah, another very good question. And, of course, with the international field that we've assembled here and which we've been assembling since 2005, we do have a lot of international stars mixed in with U.S. athletes, mixed in with really good local athletes. You'd be surprised. I mean, this year, Megan Hogan, Boston Spa athlete, finished 10th. 2 years prior to that, she finished fifth. She was in the top five. So, and she's running real well this year. You know, the Team Workforce Challenge, which took place just last Thursday, she won that. And I think you're going to see a really good effort by her. And of course, Amy Van Alstyne is a top American, and she's at the top of her game right now. She's 26, and she's got a 15:42 for 5,000 meters. So there's another American you got to watch. She ran fifth place last year. The break into the top five at this field is really saying something. I mean, you're talking about international, accomplishments if you can get into the top five here. But if you're looking for, if you want me to talk a little bit about the international runners, of course, Manitou Dasca, you know, she missed last year. She had an injury, but she won in 2010 and 2011. 2012, I'm sorry, in 2011. And she's in really good shape, and she's coming off of a win at Boulder Boulder, which was on Memorial Day, which was on Monday. Manitou Dasca, and you might have seen, your listeners may have seen some of the articles early on about, and I mean early on, I'm saying, you know, earlier in the week, about Emily Chebet, who is the course record holder here and has won the race the last 2 years, as Dasca did 2 years prior to that. That they are all both trying to three-peat, and they're both running against each other. Well, unfortunately, I just found out from the Nairobi, from the Kenyan Federation, that Emily Chebet will not be running. And the reason she is not running is because they need her to stay in Nairobi to run in the trials that will select their team, the Kenyan team, for the Commonwealth Games, which is coming up a little bit later in the summer. So that's unfortunate, but, you know, don't despair, folks. We have another Kenyan athlete that is coming in, Lucy Kabu. This woman is a two-time Olympian from Kenya, and she's 30 years old, and she is very, very fast. She only weighs 42 kilograms, and so she's a light, short little girl, young lady, woman, I mean to say, and she's fast as lightning. And I will step out on a limb right here, right now, on WAMC, and tell you, Dave, that I'm going to pick Lucy Kabu as the winner of the race. That's how confident I am and how well she's been running. But again, you know, you cannot count out any of the Ethiopians, especially Manitou Dasca. I'll tell you, it's going to be a thrilling event. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a new course record here this year with the weather cooperating like it has been.